With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil. We have with us tonight Victoria.
Hey.
And Joey.
Hey.
So, just to let you know, I was away in Aruba during the American Idol's finale.
Aruba.
Yep. I'm happy that we both caught that. That was
So I have questions. All right. First off, I was away, so that's why this is a little bit late to the game. We just wanted to get it out there.
Oh, that wasn't live tonight?
It wasn't live tonight, no. It was Joey over there.
Joey doesn't even know.
It was on Sunday, right?
It was on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Phil, how was your vacation?
Vacation was awesome. I love Aruba. They have the best food, the best weather. Everything is the best.
Good. That's
Aruba great. Needs to sponsor him.
Yeah.
Right. I know Aruba needs to sponsor
you. Actually, he came back with a little tan. I was a little jealous.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. Right?
So I wanted to just get a couple things off my chest right now. I'm going to give kudos to Victoria for picking the winner of American Idol.
Thank you.
But
I did pick the winner.
Yes, you did. But I'm going to say fraud of American Idol because he was not the best singer. Noah was good, but not the best singer. He, by the way,
I don't know about that. Finale night, he really was in his comfort zone.
Yes.
He sang amazing songs.
Okay.
I think he deserved to win. And I'm sorry. I mean, my pick won. I have to roast you a little bit.
All right. My point is this. The first group of songs they did on the finale is Bruce Springsteen songs. And you want Leah to be able to do a Bruce song and Hunt a Girl? I mean, come on. They set it all up for Noah to win.
But part of American Idol is you got to be able to be well-versed.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I guess. But I'm very salty about this.
Because there were other nights that I could have argued with you that they set it up for the girls to do better.
Like
those
Disney
nights.
Night.
You said mm-hmm. Disney Night, yeah. Right.
But I will tell you, Fritz was my all-time favorite here, and he did not win. Did you hear him in his duet?
I did hear him in his duet.
He was phenomenal.
I have to agree with you. He sounded good. But you know what? I have to say, Fritz, Nicolina, Jay came back.
They were all better than the three finalists.
They were. They were all better than the three finalists. And, no, they really were. They really were. I was happy for Noah because I have to say it. I picked Noah and it... Listen, I may agree with you that I think it could have been... I think it could have been anybody's win at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. But I do... I lost my train of thought.
Okay.
What was I saying?
You want to say that... I'm guessing what you're trying to say is that... Any one of them could have won.
Oh, any one of them could have won, but I'm just happy that my pick won over Phil's.
Let's hear Noah's winning song.
Yeah, let's hear this.
It was so good.
I got a bad desire.
See, I'm on fire. He's doing it great.
Yeah.
I'm not going to deny. He had a phenomenal night. I'm not going to lie. His duet was great.
Hey, Joey, can you bring up the song I'm the Only One but with Noah and Alanis Morissette?
Yeah. No, that was really good.
That
right, sold Victoria, me. I hear what you're trying to do, okay? You're trying to make it sound like how good Noah was. I get it. I'm telling you he was the best
I'm
one
just
that
doing
night.
That because you're trying to make it sound
the girls
like
were
he
very pitchy.
Good.
The girls were pitchy.
The girls were pitchy.
Right?
That was Melissa...
Etheridge, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said the wrong, yeah. Oh, I would purchase that right now.
That's Melissa, by the way.
I thought it was Alanis Morissette.
No. That's Melissa. That's not even Noah.
That's not even Noah. Only one. Wait, can I see that?
Joey, you're playing Melissa. You gotta get to Noah.
Joey's amazing.
I like the way Joey's phone works for me.
Yeah. Joey quick hand. Ready?
Oh, sorry. I'm off.
I'm the only one. That was bad.
That was bad.
That was really bad.
I can't sing.
Listen, Leah was one of my favorites all year, and Fritz. I thought Fritz was the best out of everybody. Didn't make it. If you listen to Christian Guardino.
Christian. Yeah, Christian.
He was great.
I always loved Christian. I was very upset. Christian went home the same night Jay went home, and I was so upset because did you see Jay come back?
He was great too. Everyone did a whole thing. They were all better than the three finalists.
Oh, he was amazing. But Christian sang on finale night with Michael Bublé. Now, I love Michael Bublé. Do you guys like Michael Bublé?
You're very good.
Very good. Classic. I love Michael Bublé. Like, I will put him on in the car. I will put him on when I'm in the shower. Christmas. Oh, his Christmas CD is amazing. Oh, my God, Joey, I'm so happy you said that. Maybe we should do some Christmas in July coming up. We should, yeah. We'll throw it on. We'll go to the show house. We'll throw it on. But, no, I personally love Michael Bublé, and that was my favorite duet of the night. It was, even though he wasn't even a contestant anymore.
No, it was my favorite duet of the night. I actually liked I'm the Only One. I actually thought that was great.
And I loved I'm the Only One, obviously. Mm-hmm. Noah. Let's talk about...
I think America kind of agreed.
Well, Phil, who is your favorite?
No, actually, I'm reading...
Phil, who is your favorite?
I'm reading the notes here, and...
What notes? They're blank
Cindy
pages.
Cindy said she feels that Noah is very deserving of the win. Leah is way too animated, scarecrow-ish, and I feel like she's a direct descendant of Hee-Haw.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, my God.
And Hunt the Girl, well, she's good, but she sounds like every other female country singer.
So
that was what Cindy said. So,
did you like Hunter Girl or Leah?
I liked Leah. But Fritz was my guy from day one. I just think Fritz is going to be outstanding.
Hunter Girl was the final elimination. Mm-hmm.
Did you like Leah's Bruce Springsteen song?
No, I don't think they did a good job.
You didn't like Leah's, yeah.
So
well, let's hear
I
it.
I will say, yes, let's hear it.
I mean, it's fine. No, it's fine.
It is fine, but can I just say, I think that finale night should be to shine like shine what genre they will sing better.
I think it shouldn't be like a Bruce Springsteen. They set it up for Noah to win.
No, you can't say that they set it up for him to win. I think it was just poor planning on the producer's part.
They set it up to win.
I'll see if I get this person.
He has a case. To be made.
He does. But I really, right? Do you agree with me that I think it should be, they should sing what they want to sing. Like if Leah did a Dolly Parton song the last night, I would have been blown away because I think she sounds great. Like she could do Dolly Parton great. I will say, I do agree. I know we both didn't like Leah's final, that song, but I loved her duet with Katy Perry, Firework.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Katy Perry, anything she does is going to be good. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. While watching, you just love Katy Perry.
I do.
She can sit there and you love her.
Yes.
Even in front of Annabelle.
Yes.
I have to say, we were watching a couple of the clips before in front of Annabelle. And you made it very clear that you love Katy Perry.
Katy Perry is amazing.
Big fan. Okay, we'll have it noted.
Let's hear that one.
This one is great.
Oh, wait, this is Fireworks.
That's what we want.
Leah. Oh, that's you on it.
Leah Firework, yeah.
I didn't think Leah was as good as Katy Perry in this song.
Well, Katy Perry's a professional, number one. And number two, you're obsessed with Katy Perry, we're finding out, so.
I mean, she's good.
I love this Katy Perry song. Do you have a favorite Katy Perry song?
No, I like them all.
Of course you do.
So anyway, I'm going to try somebody here. Sometimes she's a little shy, but my cousin Lisa was really big on this. So I just want to.
You just said he's a little shy.
No, I said she's a little shy.
Oh, they said he.
So let me see if she answers.
Oh, let's see. I miss Lisa. I hope she answers.
Yep, you see, I knew it.
Well, it's 9.
Oh. Lisa, who was your favorite American Idolist?
Who's my favorite?
Yes.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Victoria.
Yes, I miss you.
I miss you guys, too.
All right, well, let's stay off that. Well, who's your favorite American Idolist?
American Idolist.
Well, this year?
Yeah, this year.
So this year I have a few favorites, but right. I really loved Christian.
Okay.
Me
I
too.
Really, I loved something about him I really loved.
Did you watch the finale?
Of course.
Loved and Christian. Didn't he do Smile really good, Michael Bublé?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, and who else did you like?
Yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm. Touching. Michael Bublé likes him.
Yes.
So he wanted to kiss him. Hug him.
Love Michael Bublé. Love Christian. See, me and Lisa are always on the same page.
Yep. Yep. He loves him. He loved him.
Loved him. Did you see Jay? Do you like Jay?
I see Jay?
Yeah.
I saw everything.
Yeah.
No, I know. Like, who was your favorite? No, let's get back to who your favorite is.
I had a few favorites. And, okay, the one she sung really good. She got off the show. I don't know what happened.
Was that Emerson? Oh, that girl, right?
Oh, a platinum winner. Yeah,
Kennedy.
Kennedy,
yeah.
Me too. I don't know what happened.
Kennedy was Roe Goggins' favorite. And but I just want to say, to Roe, we're, sorry in the passing of your mom. Go ahead.
Yeah, I did like her. She was great. The last three, I'm shocked. I'm really shocked. What's his name?
What?
Noah. Shocked.
Shocked, right? Shocked. Yeah, shocked. So Victoria, she's not always the same page as you.
She was shocked at Noah.
She liked Noah. She wanted Noah. I wanted Fritz to win, and then I wanted Leah.
Fritz wasn't good enough.
We see? She is on my page. I said the same thing. I said if I had to pick Noah Fritz, I go with Noah.
I don't, Victoria, I don't know. I really loved Christian. I know something about him. I guess, whatever. But I liked, between the girls, I started to like, what's her name? Nicolina. She was good, too.
Nicolina.
Nicolina was very good.
I loved
her. She did a duet, too, right? Who she did a duet
with? Nicolina did a duet with Sarah Bareilles. I was just going to bring that up later.
That was Waitress.
Nicolina was a natural, effortless singer.
She sang, I used to be mine. That's a good one.
Yeah, she was very good, Nicolina. The last two, the country girl,
Hunter girl,
was good. But I like Hunter girl. But I liked, what's her name? The one you like,
Leah.
Yeah, I liked her.
See, I'm here. I'm protesting that Leah didn't win in the final three. That they set it up for Noah to win by playing Bruce Springsteen songs.
Well, guess what? That's what Marissa thought.
Yeah.
She didn't watch it with She didn't watch it with us. She said, Mom, I go, Marissa, I can't believe Noah won. I didn't think he was good enough for American Idol. And I also didn't think, Marissa said it was rigged. She didn't even watch it with us.
I think that the last night should be anything that they want to sing. Or if they give them some suggestions, they could all sing their own style and artist.
Yeah, right, Victoria. So something was up with the Noah thing. Because I feel like, all right, America does vote, but Noah.
America got it wrong.
I don't feel that Noah.
America got it very right.
Noah stood there, unless he's just that type of guy, had no expression. He didn't look appreciated from it. I don't know. I swear.
He does have a good sound. I'm not gonna lie.
He's got a good look. Great,
honestly,
he did. Ooh, I'm on fire.
I know. Whatever, but I don't feel like he was good enough. That's my opinion. I didn't think he should have won. I was shocked. And Fritz did not.
Oh, come on. You're wrong with Fritz.
Fritz
duet?
Fritz sounded great tonight.
Did you see the duet he did?
Yeah, he sounded great tonight, but all those people aren't nervous anymore, number one. Number two,
you know what?
He's really fresh because he just had COVID. He's really fresh. And number three, He is going to be very famous because
like she counts.
he writes great songs, so he's going to be very famous.
Victoria, he is going to be famous. I think he's going to be like Ed Sheeran type of singer.
I feel like Chris belongs in like a bar, you know. A bar. Band.
Well, he writes great music. He can definitely have a career.
Like you, that kind of thing.
So you didn't like the song about his grandmother, about the beach house?
Oh, I did. I liked everything. I just didn't know if he was good enough to win, but I did like Leah.
I agree.
And the country girl. What's her name?
Hunter Girl.
Hunter Girl.
Yeah, I liked Hunter Girl. I know. I didn't really. You know. I don't know. I didn't want Noah. I didn't think he should have won.
So
I liked Leah.
Here's a fun fact. Lisa and I we went out to dinner and we discussed American Idol a couple of times and. You know, we were disagreeing in the restaurant about who our favorites are.
Because Lisa's on my page.
No, she's not really. She didn't think Noah should win.
No, right. We might have that wrong, me and Nick, and Victoria. But
yeah.
Victoria counts like me. And I heard that you were very much like me, Victoria.
You know what? The Broncos have told me that I am a lot like you. They always say you're going to be Lisa when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he told me.
Let me tell you, Lisa, I would love that. I don't mind that at all. I'm already starting now.
Well, oh my God! Wait, what did she? I want to know. I asked that. What did we like about?
This is not the time and the place. I just wanted to thank you for coming on the show, and I'll talk to you later, Lee.
Oh my God.
No, I'm gonna get a phone call soon.
Okay.
Anyway,
honestly, she should have been sitting in the seat. She's the most knowledgeable.
Oh, so you've been going out and talking about American Idol.
Oh my God, that was a cruel.
I wish I had that on TV. Because
I know how much she doesn't like it.
Okay, so anyway, back to the show. Back to the.
So that was my only thing that I wanted to get out here today. Is that I thought that it was kind of rigged.
I think you should answer it.
Answer it.
No.
Okay.
So I wanted to ask you, Victoria, if you got a chance to watch the new dance show, Dancing with Myself.
You know what? I did. A little bit.
Did you see the redheaded girl?
I did.
I love her.
I like her. I like her. The one she had the little midriff.
I didn't watch it. But I watch her on TikTok.
Oh, okay.
So I knew she was going to be on the show.
Oh, okay.
Her name's S. McGreary or something like that.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the name so well. To be honest, I had the show on. I was watching it, and I wasn't paying attention, but I just put it on for, like, background. Mm-hmm. I wasn't paying attention, but I would see them, like, the contestants come out, and they say, like, what they do. There was, like, a math teacher. There's, like, men who do different, like, an accountant. Like, all these different people come on the show and do, like, dances and stuff.
Why?
Is that what?
You know what's so funny?
You wanted to go?
Yeah, I think that you would be great on the show.
I don't know. That show never materialized because of COVID, so I don't know what happened with that show. What the name of it was. I actually am going to look forward to watching that. I did not see it yet.
I think we got
to
get you on that show.
No, I think you would be great on the show, actually. Because they have people of all... I was gonna say shapes and sizes. I mean, all ages.
No, yeah, you don't have to be professional. You just have to have fun.
Oh, well, I could do that.
No, you literally just have fun.
So maybe I should send an audition.
And the judges are.
Have no idea what the show is.
It's called Dancing with Myself.
Okay. It's and Nick I figured, Jonas.
I figured that Victoria would watch
Shakira.
It.
Who Nick, you is my cousin?
Shakira.
You know, she's Nick, my you should cousin go on through it. Marriage.
No way! I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh. The story.
Yeah.
I had no idea. That's cousin
through marriage.
She's my cousin.
I've heard this 30 times at least. Easy.
Yeah.
You ever see a Thomas imitator?
Yes. Yeah. Thomas loves her. I would love if they can meet.
Yeah, he does.
I remember
great job
she commented on one of his videos once.
She did. She liked it and commented. Yes, you're right.
Wow. That's awesome.
But yeah, no, it's a fun show. There's
Nick,
another
I think
judge.
You should go on it.
On that show?
Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't think I should be anywhere on television. I like being behind the scenes of television.
Unfortunately, you are very talented, and it's a shame that the world's not getting a chance to see that.
No.
Yeah,
thank
she's
going
to start posting more TikTok, she said, so.
I am. I hope all your listeners wanna do
go
that.
Follow her.
Well, we were supposed to do one tonight, but we had to go pick up Thomas's car, so that didn't work out.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Thomas called me, like, 2 days ago, and there's a TikTok that we're, like, dying to do together. So I have to learn it because what I was going to say is I try to keep up with your son because he's so like, he's just like, you know, I dance with him and we have fun, but he's just like advanced. You know, he's just,
he's a little bit.
He's good. He's like a perfectionist.
You know, I got to do it again. Got to do it again.
Yeah, he likes one more for good luck. And I do too. So I can't even get mad at him for that. One more for good
luck. That's where you lose me.
Yeah.
But that's where you lose Joey. You lose Aunt Kathy. You lose a few people in the fam when he does one more for good luck. And I love it. I love it. But sometimes, you know.
He likes options when he goes edited and stuff. Yeah. He likes options. But
yeah.
I'm going to do another TikTok. I think the one we talked about might be posted up soon. But
yeah.
But speaking of TikTok, you know, I love certain TikTokers and I like to shout them out every often. But
not the finger dancer.
No, not them. But there's another group, two kids that are dancing.
The two kids.
Right? And they are on America's Got Talent. I don't know what day they're gonna be on. And again, I was in Aruba, so I taped the America's Got Talent.
What are their names? Because you always seem to forget the name, right?
Funkomentry.
Funkomentrix.
Mentry.
Oh, it's Mentry? I'm sorry. Funkomentry.
But look these guys up. Take a look on TikTok. They are so good.
No, he's actually obsessed with them. When I tell you,
they are great.
Every other day, he sends me a new TikTok. And it's so funny because sometimes they're like different people and whatever. But 9 out of 10 times, they're these guys, these two guys. But they're really amazing and they're very entertaining.
Let's backtrack a little bit. 9 out of 10, that's a lot. That's not true. I do like them, though. I think they're
amazing. I'm actually surprised that you haven't sent me any TikToks of Katy Perry lately.
No, because, you know, that's fine. She's not doing anything new. When she does new, you might see it.
Oh, okay.
No, so if you guys get a chance to watch them, Funkomentry, let me spell it for you just so you have it.
I saw this.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell that, Joey?
How do you spell?
Funkomentry.
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 Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you guys watch.
No, it's what? Funkonometry.
Oh, I was right. Oh, no, you said Funkomentry. I said Funkonomics. Funkomentry.
Oh, Funkometrics, you said.
And Funkomontrix.
All right, so.
And what is it?
Funk Anonymy.
Well, guys, no. We're big fans, we promise.
It's, you know, Funkomentry.
Funkomentry.
No.
Funkometry.
Oh, my God.
Like geometry, but Funkometry.
Yes, Funkonometry.
Funk geometry.
Funkonometry.
Funkonometry.
Okay.
Okay, it sounds good. Funkonometry.
So, guys, they were on America's Got Talent. I don't know exactly when, but it started on the 31st of May. So, you know, you go back, you can look at the episode, and when these guys get on.
What are they on? America's Got Talent?
Yeah, America's Got Talent.
Oh, I love America's Got Talent. Mm-hmm. Any gold buzzers yet?
One. There was a saxophone player.
Saxophone.
Yeah, then there was another kid, another guy came out and sang a song about cheese, Parmesan cheese, and Simon hated him, buzzed him.
Was that an original?
Yeah, he made up the song himself. And then
Parmesan cheese. That sounds like we need that in this family.
Yeah,
that's like our anthem.
You got no mozzarella.
Cut the mozzarella.
But then they made him sing it again, and the crowd was going nuts. So I don't know if he got through or not because I was watching it on.
That's YouTube so right funny. People try on. Unique things. Two other people I would love to shout out: Costa Mayer.
Well, I mean, listen, those guys are professionals.
Everybody has to know them. They're like killing it. They're killing it.
Anybody knows the story about them? They met before COVID.
Yep.
They were dating, and then
they were working they together.
Moved into her parents' house, right?
Yeah.
And then they started working. Now they have a company. They're amazing. They did the ringtones recently.
Yes.
It's insane how good they are.
All the different ringtones, if you go on the Apple phone and you see all the different ringtones, they came up with little dance moves to them. But it's just the way they move. Their isolations. They're so intricate with everything. They're phenomenal. And it's really a cool story how they met, fell in love, got engaged, got married.
They got married now?
Yeah. They're gonna have do great things. They're gonna have nice little dancing babies.
Yeah, I think dancing babies, but I think they do like private lessons for dance schools.
Yeah. They also, I think, do like conventions they've taught at and mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah, they travel. People fly them out. Like, they're doing great. Their career is awesome right now. Good for them. Anybody else on TikTok?
What's up with these weird names?
So, Costa Mayer.
What does that mean?
So, okay. So, I don't remember exactly what it is. Funkinometry, Costa Mayer. So there's a story, though, behind Costa Mayer. So I think it was, I don't remember it exactly, so don't quote me on this, but if you go back on their TikTok and look all the way down, they actually did a clip where they explain why that came to be. So I think her name is Meredith, maybe? Something. But when they actually met and introduced themselves, I think, at a dance audition, she heard the wrong name and then he heard the wrong name and it became Cost and Mayer. Like, he heard Mayer, I guess she said, I don't know, and he heard Cost or whatever. So it, whatever the case, that's how they got the name. It was their inside joke. And you know, I'm all for an inside joke.
Oh, yes, you are.
I love inside jokes. But anyway, that's why I remembered it. It was their inside joke. And then it became, they were like, all right, let's make an account together. And then this will be our TikTok account. And then they blew up.
Yeah.
So it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I also will tell you there's another one. I think her name is Happy Kelly.
Oh, I love Happy.
She wears all the different color outfits. I think
she's done so dances. Creative. Yeah, she's done dances with like my friend Alex Wong and a bunch of people. Yeah.
Yeah, as you can tell, I really find interest in TikTok. I watch all the dances. There's another one.
Totally so entertaining.
There's another girl. I forgot her name now, but she's very short. But she's really good, too. She dances a lot with Happy Kelly. I can't remember her name now. It's on the tip of my tongue, but...
I don't know.
She's... Like I said, I watch all these. There's... Oh, forget it. There's tons of them. I'm messing up now.
There's so many. Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. So all you get online is dogs and...
A lot of dog things come up online, too.
Dogs and dances is all you get.
Isn't it funny? It goes, like, by the algorithm. Like, things that you like. But, like... We obviously get a lot of dancing ones. I know Thomas gets a lot of dancing ones for the most part. That's all we get. Joey, what do you get? A lot of dances and like, we get some cooking stuff
too. I don't
really
get dances, honestly.
Really?
Slowly I do, but I've been getting
That's all on Thomas's.
But I get like cooking, organization.
Me too. I love the organization ones.
Yeah.
Love them.
The stupid ASMR ones, which I hate.
Wait, literally? No, me. I was just talking about this with Joey before. I don't think you were around. Does anybody listen to those? How do you say it?
ASMR.
They like pop up, and so many lately have been popping up, and they have like thousands of followers, these people, but they do like, I can't even explain it. And you know what? I'm not even like trying to say anything bad about it because people like really like it, but for some reason,
it's weird.
Thank you. Okay. So I thought I was the only one. I'm like, I'm watching it. It's one of those, like, you know when you're watching a movie and you can't look away? It's one of those, I'm watching it, I'm like, I can't look away, but I'm like, I am so cringed out that my head is turning away from my phone, and I'm like, I my face, like, is like, I can't even listen, because they go, they do, like, all little things, and it freaks me out, and they use their nails,
they just, like, whisper into the microphone.
I couldn't do that. Joey, Joey, Joey.
Like, it's, like, so weird. I can't, and I don't know, it freaks me out, but I'm so happy to discover that Joey is a little freaked out by it, too, and we both think it's weird, so we bonded over that before.
Another thing that I've been doing is I've been watching called The Offer, right? And it's on...
Did you say The Author or The Offer?
Offer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about the making of the Godfather film. It's on Paramount Plus. It is so riveting. And maybe because I think Godfather is the greatest movie ever made. And I get to see the behind the scenes.
Is that your favorite movie?
It's one of my top three. It's probably my favorite.
You like The Sandlot.
Yeah. The Wanderers. You know, but they're favorite movies. They're not that they're great movies.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
They're just in your top realm of movies.
But The Godfather is the greatest movie ever made. Ever made. It is amazing. So now I'm getting to see all the behind the scenes story. So funny thing is, there's a scene in there where James Caan, right, fights, he beats up, in the movie, he beats up his sister's husband because he beats her up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now, I don't know if this is true, but today they show the behind the scenes of that, and he actually hit the actress during the scene and where he beats up his wife. So, the actress is Tyler Shire, and that is Francis Ford Coppola, the director's sister. So, the director goes, he hit my sister, and he's mad. So, the producer, Ruddy, right, Al Ruddy, he goes, I'll take care of it. He tells James Caan to actually hit him during this fight scene that he chases him down, and he beats him up. Now, I've watched the movie thousands of times, and James Caan misses him a lot on camera.
Mm-hmm.
But he did break his ribs. So I don't know how much of that is true.
The guy that he hit? The person he hit?
Yeah, the guy he hit who was playing the husband, right?
Yeah.
So don't know how much of that is true, but it was very interesting watching that.
And, from that point of view.
And it was, back in the 70s when the mob was Joe Colombo was making the Italian-American Club and it was promoting Italian-American unity. And then they shot him. Joey Gallo shot him. This is all in the movie.
Joey Gallo?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my grandpa's name and last name. That's my mom's maiden name, Gallo.
He's not Crazy Joe, is he?
No, not at all.
Right.
My grandfather was literally my idol. Loved him.
I know. He was a good guy.
Joseph Gallo. Mm-hmm. But it's funny because there's on the Yankee team.
Yeah, I know.
Gallo. And my mother, my mom's favorite number is 13, funny enough. And that's his number. So.
Wow. A lot of connections there. We got to see if
we're related. Yeah.
So, Phil, your favorite movie is The Godfather?
Is The Godfather, yeah.
I don't know if this might be a fun fact you don't know, but did I ever tell you that my dad's second cousin is Al Pacino?
No way.
Yeah, but Joey, they don't know him.
You just went up a level.
No
yeah,
way.
They don't know him.
Your dad's second cousin is Al Pacino.
My grandfather, grandmother.
Wait, the one in the movie or?
Like, no, Al Pacino. Like,
oh, my Al Pacino. God.
Yeah. So.
So that's like your fourth cousin.
Wouldn't that make it my third? Or is that, it doesn't work.
I don't know
how it works.
I don't know how it works.
But my grandmother knew him.
Wait, so Lorraine Bracco is my cousin, right? My father's first cousin's daughter is Lorraine Bracco.
Lorraine Bracco, yeah, yeah.
So my father and Lorraine are second cousins, right? I think we're once removed. I don't know. I get all confused.
I mean, Shakira are cousins through marriage.
Right, oh, we're just talking about all our cousins.
And it's my cousin, the second cousin, who's, dad's, So that's so funny. Anyway, but what's your favorite movie, Joey?
I don't know. I can't. I'm the worst at answering this question on the spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, it's just don't have it. Yeah.
I don't have what like.
My all-time favorite movie is probably The Wizard of Oz, but I also love. One. Yeah, I love The Wizard of Oz. I love Serendipity. Those are my like two top favorites, and then I love like, Just Married. You ever see that?
No.
Oh my God, with Brittany Murphy and Ashton Kutcher. So good, so funny. You would love that. You should get that because you have the whole movie collection. You would love that to add. Love that movie.
Just Married.
You know what else I love? You might know this because it's a baseball movie. One of my favorite baseball movies ever. Almost watched it yesterday. I didn't. Might watch it tonight before I go to bed. Little Big League.
Oh, with the kid that had the arm.
No, that's Rookie of the Year.
That's Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I watched that one last night instead. Rookie of the Year is the one with the arm. He gets the arm and then his bone, the tendons heal too tight. And then he loses it because he gets it. But Little Big League is the one with the Twins team and the grandfather passes away and then he takes over his grandfather leaves him the team so he becomes the manager of the team. It's really good. You got to watch it.
I don't remember that one.
The Twins. We got to watch that together. Let's put that on a list. Because you would love it. It's one of my favorites.
I think one of my favorites. And I was trying to like refresh my memory, but it wasn't on there. But My Cousin Vinny.
My Cousin Vinny.
That's like one of my favorites.
Yeah, that's Marissa Tomei.
Do you know
another one. Perfect, by the way.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei.
Well, do you know what's so funny? Do you know so many people I meet out and everything tell me that I remind them of Marissa Tomei?
Yeah.
They're like, oh my God, you remind me of the biological clock. Is ticking, like the voice.
Yeah.
They say my accent, but I don't get it. I'm like, I don't know, because I never really saw that movie full through.
What?
Yeah, I don't. I've only seen like that part.
It's and so good.
And I saw another part when the train wakes him up.
You have to watch it.
I just remember that.
Yeah.
That's a bullshit question. you didn't see the whole thing, so you don't know. But yeah, she's on the stand, and they're trying to make believe that. That she's a really good mechanic.
Wait, don't. If she's going to watch it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Can we watch it together, Joey?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that soon.
Because anyway, good.
That's a scene, but that she's great. She's the one amazing. She's up there in the top 10 for me.
All right. Hard Katy Perry and.
Who else?
A couple of people on your Instagram. Britney Spears?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, Britney's amazing.
I know.
Britney's amazing. Anyway. I want to just say thanks a lot. Again, I wanted to get out here and say how...
5 days late and just saying.
just say how I thought it was rigged and for Noah to win. Not that he's not talented, he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought that, Fritz and Leah were better. And
And congratulations to all the contestants.
Yeah, they're for all their future amazing. Things. I actually would think I might want to go out and see the tour. I might want to go see the tour.
I was going to ask you, would you like to go together?
I would definitely go.
Why don't we get a group?
Sounds good.
We'll get the functioning dysfunctionals.
Yep.
We'll take the van. All right, let's do it.
Lisa has to come.
Yes, and Lisa has to come.
Oh, she's mad at me right now.
Yep.
Anyway, thank you very much, and till the next time, so long.
So long.
So long. Bye.